This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How your gut controls magnesium absorption, the TRPM6 channel, and what form actually matters. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Dr. Joyamkadze, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Magnesium absorption is tightly regulated by your intestinal lining through a mechanism that adapts to your body's mineral status, according to research published in Current Nutrition and Food Science. The TRPM6 ion channel, which sits on intestinal epithelial cells, upregulates when magnesium is depleted and downregulates when stores are replete, a homeostatic adaptation that prioritizes absorption when the body needs it most. While the chemical form of magnesium, citrate, glycinate, or oxide, does affect how quickly the mineral becomes bioavailable, once the magnesium ion is freed, it encounters the same transporters regardless of its previous ligand. Key takeaways: TRPM6 channels adapt intestinal magnesium absorption based on body status, upregulating during depletion and downregulating when stores are adequate. Magnesium forms vary in elemental content and dissolution speed, but this is less consequential than overall body status. At higher supplemental doses, passive paracellular absorption through tight junctions becomes significant and is largely form independent. Serum magnesium testing is unreliable. Dietary intake assessment is a more practical screening tool. 60% elemental magnesium content in magnesium oxide compared to 16% in citrate and 14% in glycinate, according to Current Nutrition and Food Science. Elemental magnesium content across supplement forms. Percentage of magnesium by weight in common supplemental forms. Magnesium oxide, 60% citrate, 60% magnesium glycinate, 44%. Source: Shukin Han, Current Nutrition and Food Science, 2017, Georgian Medical Journal News. How TRPM6 adapts to your magnesium status. The transient receptor potential cation channel subfamily M-member 6, TRPM6, functions as the body's primary magnesium sensor in the intestinal epithelium. Research by Vogts and colleagues in the Journal of Biological Chemistry demonstrated that this channel exhibits adaptive regulation. Expression increases when systemic magnesium is low, enhancing intestinal uptake, and decreases when stores are replete, limiting excess absorption. This regulatory mechanism explains why healthy individuals with adequate dietary magnesium maintain stable serum levels despite variable intake on any given day. The channel's sensitivity to magnesium concentration means supplementation effectiveness is partially self-limiting. If you are already replete, increasing TRPM6 expression becomes less likely to further increase absorption. Conversely, if you are deficient, the same dose will be absorbed more efficiently. This biological feedback system makes form considerations secondary to underlying status. Form matters for bioavailability, but status matters more. The distinction between magnesium forms is real but often overstated. Schuchart and Hahn's 2017 analysis in Current Nutrition and Food Science clarified that solubility and elemental content are genuine differences. Magnesium oxide contains approximately 60% elemental magnesium by weight, while citrate and glycinate chelates contain only 16% and 14% respectively. This means a 500 mg magnesium oxide tablet delivers roughly 300 mg of elemental magnesium, whereas a 500 mg magnesium glycinate tablet delivers approximately 70 mg. However, the popular claim that amino acid chelated forms, like glycinate, are preferentially transported via peptide transporters lacks human evidence. The evidence supports the simpler mechanism. Magnesium dissociates from its ligand in the intestinal lumen, and the free ion then interacts with TRPM6 and other apical transporters. Form affects how quickly dissociation occurs and how much elemental magnesium is present, but not which molecular pathway the ion takes once it is free. At higher supplemental doses, passive absorption through paracellular pathways between epithelial cells becomes a significant route and is even less form-dependent than active transport via TRPM6. Schuchart and Hahn, Current Nutrition and Food Science. Why serum magnesium tests mislead and what to do instead. A critical practical point: serum magnesium concentration is a notoriously poor marker of body magnesium status. Only approximately 1% of total body magnesium circulates in blood. The remaining 99% resides in bone, muscle, and intracellular compartments. This means serum magnesium can appear normal while total body stores are frankly depleted. Red blood cell magnesium is slightly more reliable, but still imperfect. The most practical screening approach is dietary intake assessment. If daily food sources consistently provide less than 300 milligrams of elemental magnesium, the lower bound of recommended intake, supplementation is reasonable, regardless of supplement form. For individuals consistently below this threshold, both form and dose matter. A low-dose glycinate will deliver less total magnesium than a higher-dose oxide, so elemental content becomes the limiting factor. The evidence supports optimizing for adequate elemental dose and acceptable solubility for gastrointestinal tolerance, rather than pursuing form-specific organ-targeting claims unsupported by human research. What this means for patients: if your dietary magnesium intake is consistently below 300 mg daily, supplementation is reasonable. Choose a form that mixes high elemental content with tolerability. Serum magnesium tests alone are not reliable. Focus on dietary intake as your primary marker of need. For clinicians, when evaluating magnesium supplementation requests, assess dietary intake and symptoms of deficiency rather than relying on serum magnesium alone. TRPM6 regulation means your patient's absorption is already optimized if they are truly deficient. Form-specific claims are not supported by mechanistic evidence in humans. Consider gastrointestinal tolerance and elemental content as primary decision criteria. For policymakers, current magnesium RDAs in most countries, 310 to 420 milligrams per day for adults, remain significantly below the mean intake in most populations. Public health messaging should emphasize food-first approaches before defaulting to supplementation and regulate unsubstantiated marketing claims about form-specific bioavailability or organ targeting. Frequently asked questions: is magnesium citrate absorbed better than magnesium glycinate? Citrate dissociates faster in gastric acid, potentially delivering the free ion to TRPM6 transporters more quickly. However, once dissociated, both encounter identical transporters. The practical difference is small if your body is magnesium depleted and negligible if you are replete. Elemental content and individual gastrointestinal tolerance are more important than form choice for most people. Can too much magnesium supplementation cause harm? Acute toxicity from oral supplementation is rare because passive paracellular absorption prevents excessive accumulation. However, magnesium can cause osmotic diarrhea if intake exceeds 2,000 mg per day from supplements alone. Individuals with kidney disease should avoid supplementation without medical supervision because impaired renal excretion can lead to hypermagnesemia. Do I need to take magnesium at a specific time of day? TRPM6 and paracellular absorption operate continuously, so timing is not critical for absorption efficiency. Taking magnesium with a meal may improve tolerability by buffering gastric acid, but circadian variation in TRPM6 expression is not well characterized in humans. Consistency matters more than timing. Daily intake spread across meals is reasonable if gastrointestinal tolerance is a concern. As population-level magnesium intake continues to decline in industrialized nations due to processing of whole grains and refined diets depleted of magnesium-rich seeds and nuts, understanding the physiology of absorption becomes increasingly relevant for clinical practice. Future research should focus on refining diagnostic markers for true magnesium deficiency and testing form-specific claims in humans with adequate statistical power, rather than extrapolating from in vitro transporter studies. For now, the evidence supports a pragmatic approach. Assess intake, supplement if genuinely low, and prioritize elemental content and tolerability over marketed form-specific advantages. Source: Schuchart and Hahn, Current Nutrition and Food Science, and Vogts et al., Journal of Biological Chemistry.